We do have an interview for you at this point in time. We had a major event, Commonwealth Youth Games, and to join us this morning to give us an idea of what happened, what's going on, that's Diane Henderson. Good morning to you, and welcome to our program again.
Morning, Satish. Morning.
It's nice to have you.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
It's nice to have you back with us here this morning. So tell us, how did things go? What happened? What were some of the points that we should have been proud about?
Well, I think everything generally, it was great. It was fantastic in all areas. The athletes performed well and gave us a show, and the synergy of all the logistics came together to make sure that the event, was a success.
I think that's an important element, once again, on the logistics and ensuring that, because we didn't hear, and I'm sure that if it had happened, we would have heard of problems and disruptions and all the kind of chaos and all that kind of thing. We didn't hear about any of those. It seems as though this thing went as smoothly as could possibly have happened. And I guess that's to the credit of the organizers to pull off such an event as this one in the time frame in which they were given to do it, given the logistics that we have. When it comes to the actual nitty-gritty performances and the athletes and so on, were any records broken? Is there anything noteworthy happened there?
So, to be quite honest, I'm not sure about the records, but the swimmers who really shone bright were particularly our own Nikolai Blackman, who received 3 goals in the pool. We really have to recognize this young man who is only now flourishing into his own. And we wish him all the best. And together with him was Eric Wilson, who also performed creditably. That was just 2 out of swimming, but the cycling as well as athletics. The young people who showed what they are made of and gave Trinidad and Tobago, new faces to see, to get to know, to realize that, we there that have the talent, and we just have to give them the opportunity to show what they're made of.
Let's remind people of the various disciplines that we had here for the entire game.
Sure. So in Trinidad, we had at the Cuba facilities, we had the cycling velodrome, which was cycling track. We had swimming at the National Aquatic Center. We also had down south the Brian Lara Cricket Academy, where road cycling, time trial, and male and female individual events, road race, were held. Then we came to the Hazy Crawford Stadium, where we had athletics. And then we moved to Tobago. Tobago had 4 disciplines. We had triathlon at Buku on 2 days, the individual event and the mixed relay. And we had rugby at the Shore Park Recreation Field. Then we had netball in the Shore Park Multipurpose Center. And we had beach volleyball at the Black Rock, the new facility, legacy facility at Black Rock.
We had persons from 70 countries, I think it was, here visiting. What was their opinion of the facilities available here?
For one, they were totally taken aback with the facilities. I got that directly when I went to Bego, and when we visited the Black Rock, we visited Shore Park Multipurpose Facility. Was received with quite adoration. We must not shy away from recognizing what we have in our own country and really respect and appreciate, because we see it through different eyes, but when people come, they really do appreciate what it is we have here. So it's something that was quite amazing to get the expression from members of those who visited Tobago and saw it themselves, as well as Buku. Simple as it is, Buku is a fantastic facility and can be used, which has been proven now, can be used for sport, you know, not just cultural activities.
I know that we had an entire discussion about sport tourism, and we had a number of facilities that were built with the intention of promoting sport tourism. And having an event like the Commonwealth Youth Games, utilizing some of these facilities that we've had before, some that were built specifically for this purpose, definitely shows that the potential is there. As to whether, as to how we capitalize on the gains that we would have made from hosting this event, I guess probably is the next step towards realizing some of that potential. And with it comes, of course, financial, not just the exposure, not just the athletes having proper facilities to work at. And I know that was part of an entire plan to promote sport tourism. We were told it was a $1 billion industry and all of those things. When it comes to performance, how did our athletes do in comparison with the others? I know you don't have the information on records, but generally.
Funny enough, I can remember those totals. I can't go into deep details with the others, but we had 15 medals, of which four were gold, I believe. But what's most important is that we were fifth or seventh on the medal table. I think it's seventh, which was, you know, that is great because we have never, I think, placed that high in a Commonwealth Games, Youth Games, and forgive me if I'm incorrect, I did not go on my laptop this weekend. But you know, it's still, what, no matter what, being in the top 10 is really creditable, and being the top Caribbean performing country. I don't think it was just because we were host, because in the disciplines that we, some of those medals were gained, was not because of numbers. It was because of the quality of the athletes. And, you know, we need to recognize that it is the athletes that made this happen and given their all, you know, they were, the platform was given to them. What was probably different was that the fact that they were in their country and the support they got from being in their country is what might have made the difference, you know. I think Nikolai Blackman expressed that on his interviews, that having the support and knowing that everybody was cheering on for him made him go even harder.
Mm. What about, speaking of support, what was the response like from citizen Trinidad and Tobago to these games?
I can't, generally from the people who have seen and expressed them to me and sent me messages, all has been positive and really, really, really appreciative, you know, because to know that people saw what we, the team, saw and knew is really great. You know, the fact that they recognize in the end what the games was about, how big it was, and that having it here could only benefit our athletes, you know, so much more. So yeah, it has been all positive. I've heard very, very, very little, if none, negatives.
Now, looking at what transpired and how we hosted and put these games together and everything else, are there things that we could have done better, or are there things that we can do better if we get the opportunity another time, sometime in the future?
There's always better. You know, you can always improve on things, but at the point in time, that's what occurred. But if you're going for all the events coming forward, you know, because we have scheduled events already for the BlackRock facility. We have, I believe it's a tennis, I think. We have a lot of swimming, masters swimming. We have CRIFT in 2005. So we need to really, you know, our planning, our putting together the right human resources in the right spaces. I think that's one thing that could be a little more acute planning in terms of exact acquisition of the correct resources in the right places. So that would assist definitely. With 1 year, it was in some areas, it was a challenge to get things going immediately. The first 3 months was a lot of planning, and the last, you know,
the execution.
8 months or so was.
The delegates who came, the athletes and those who accompanied them and everybody else, did they have the opportunity to see Trinidad and Tobago outside of the sporting arena and outside of the venues and so on? Did any of that happen, or was the schedule too tight to allow that?
The schedule was tight, but I think that countries and their team leads made their own arrangements post-competition to get to see. I know that in Tobago specifically, it may have been the England team that, or Wales, that actually did an outreach for a club. Maybe I believe they received balls and equipment for the club in Tobago. And several other countries did their own excursions. Some were still here on Sunday, so went to Maracas, went to Chaguaramas. One or two I know have gone to hiking. So I know that a few people are going to Tobago who were not able to go on the Friday for the closing to spend a few days. So people are had the opportunity to experience Trinidad and Tobago outside of the games. And if I might say so myself, the closing ceremony was one to be, really, really proud of. The artists and the putting together of the show was really, we thank the ceremonies team in both Trinidad and Tobago for giving us a world show.
Yeah. So from all appearances, job well done. And we definitely achieved all that we set out to. As daunting as the task may have seemed when all of this was agreed upon, tell us about what's next. So to the citizenry whose appetite might have been now encouraged for yes. these games, yeah. What else, yes. what can they expect now moving forward?
Where the Trinidad and Tobago Commonwealth Games Association or Olympic Committee is concerned, we have the Pan Am Games coming up in the end of October, on the 23rd of October, for which we have been preparing in the sidelines, and the work doesn't stop, and we have a team of some of the athletes who have qualified out of CAC and so that is in Santiago, Chile. And that is our first step. However, we still have our Olympic camp to carry on for our youth. And then we still have our administrative program that we carry on every year. So there's the ongoing work and the support for the athletes continuing. There is the sport and the collaboration with the national sporting organizations to ensure that they execute what they need to do for their sport and their athletes, ongoing coming from this, having that experience and seeing the athletes, even if it wasn't their sport, or what we are capable of and what they're also capable of, to see that, okay, we need to step up and do something, in our own sport.
Yeah, I think one of the positives as well is that it sets an example for younger ones to want to emulate. When they see what's going on, and they see that, well, listen, this the grandeur that goes along with some of these games, and the exposure and how high profile these things really are, and the attention that you get, and the possibilities that exist to turn this into a lucrative career, one way or the other, it definitely augurs well for the younger ones amongst us to want to get involved, and for clubs and organizations to want to promote more, so that you can get the best, because we do have a lot of talent here. They just need the stage, the platform to compete, to expose themselves, so that somewhere, somehow, somebody takes notice of who this individual is. And that's, we're going to have to leave our interview here this morning. So for persons wanting to follow, to track, to get more information, how do they do that?
Well, in terms of social media, we are always here on Trinbago 2023, which is the Commonwealth Games Association page, and the Team TTO, Trinidad and Tobago Olympic Committee pages. As well, they can always get contact at ttoc.org, such that they need to send in an email or get in contact for ask questions or get some advice. We're always here. As well, you know, when you spoke about the young people and the athletes, commendable the young people that participated and volunteered and had a role in this entire, so many interns gave of their all, and no matter what part they played and contributed to the games, they all had a part to play in this. One aspect I must mention is the para, and you said the way forward. So hopefully that we can have a lot of more conversations and get the actions going in terms of getting those differently abled young people of this age group out and trained and involved and included, so that we can have a larger cadre of para athletes going forward for Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have to do. Thank you so much for being with us here this morning and giving us this update. And there's a lot more to look forward to, definitely on the horizon. I'm sure we'll be speaking to you about those when those events draw closer. Thank you so much for being with us here this morning.
Sure, you're welcome.
And that, of
thank
course,
you. And thank you, public, for supporting.
Yes, and that, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Diane Henderson, giving us an update of what transpired with the Commonwealth Youth Games. Lots more to come for those of you who went out and viewed and supported more events in the future. We will, of course, keep you updated on all of those right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. A couple of quick messages and we'll be right back. Stay with us.